Welcome to the Wednesday session, brought to you fresh by Evergreen Health Foods Galway.
Good evening, this is Clare FM, this is Paula Carroll, and this is the Wednesday session. Yeah, a little bit of genius there. That is Fergal Scahill from his newest album, The Dusty Bridge, with Ryan Malloy is in there on piano with him, and Paul Moran, I think, on the baron. Although maybe, no, I think it's actually Fergal himself on the baron. And there he was with Dad's Number 9, The Humours of Ballyconnell, and The Boys of the Loch. Well, you're welcome along to the Wednesday session. It's Paula Carroll here with you, and I will be with you until 9 o'clock with my own blend of traditional music and song. So I hope you'll stay with me. 1850 400 964 is the number if you want to get through to me on the programme, and I welcome all calls and requests, and I'll do my best to respond to them. Or you can email me, paula@clarefm.ie, or you can text clarefm plus your message and send that to 53131. Let's keep the mood up. This is a piece of music I pull out every few months just to test, really, if my friend Rick Kelly, who does a radio programme over there in Rhode Island, is actually listening. we'll know soon enough, I'd say, within the next day or so, whether Rick Kelly was listening or not, because he is the man who brought my attention to that piece of music in the first place, I don't know, 3 years ago or thereabouts. And he does his own radio show in Rhode Island, and he tunes in now and again to Clare FM, and he contacts us now and again as well, and he usually lets me know if he's heard that particular piece. Now, did I mention that in the second hour of the show we've got a very nice interview and selections of music coming up with two very young pipers? One is Pádraig Keane from Mary in Galway, he being the son of Tommy Keane and Jackie McCarthy, and another young man, Michael Stribling from Oklahoma. And the two of them took part at the Willie Clancy Summer School last July. And I came upon them in the back of Friel's one, I think it was Friday afternoon in the session, and they were kind of stopping the show, really. They were great young pipers, and Michael's brother Daniel played the bouzouki with them. So they kindly agreed to record for me the next day, and we had a good chat and recorded a good few sets of tunes as well. And I'll bring you that interview and some really nice piping music from some very young players around about the 8 o'clock mark. In the meantime, though, it's music from Catherine McAvoy. There from Catherine McAvoy, Rolling in the Ryegrass and The Traveller. This first set of reels she plays on her new album, The Home Ruler, traditional Irish flute music, a mighty flute player, Catherine. Now, some notes just in, let me see if I can get this one right. Yes, football results from West Clare. Under 13B football division, the West Clare final was played, and the result is Kilmehel 4-4 to Kilimer 3-5. So all you West Clare fans of under 13B football, Kilmehel 4-4, Kilimer 3-5. And a note from the Ennis Singers Club to let you know that the Singers Club is on Friday next, the 10th of October at 9:30 in the bar in Cushnahona on the Gort Road. That's the new venue for singing for the Ennis Singers Club. And the guest is a Cork man called Paddy Regan, who's a singer and a storyteller and a comedian. So this Friday night coming, the 10th of October, in the bar in Cushnahona. Okay, time for a break, and then back with an iconic piece of music from the Tullochaley Band.
Are you concerned about global warming? Making one change in your home to ecologically sound cleaning products will benefit the environment and at the same time keep your home healthy. At Evergreen Health Foods, all our household cleaning products are made from renewable ingredients, completely biodegradable, kind to sensitive skin, and with exceptional cleaning results. So get clean by going green at Evergreen Health Foods Galway.
Attack that attic with Astira. Fully fitted in your home from as little as €449 in less than 2 hours. With 26 years in the attic business, you're dealing with the experts. Check out their website, styra.ie, for details on all Styra services, including attic flooring and Velux roof windows. See details of the Styramatic, the world's first push-button automatic attic stairs. Call Styra on 1850 639 639. You'll be delighted with your Styra, the one with a 10-year guarantee.
Tom, long time no see. Where are you rushing off to?
I'm heading for Galway Airport for the Amsterdam flight.
Weekend away with the lads, eh?
No, I'm connecting to a flight to Singapore. We're expanding our business in the Far East and Amsterdam's a great airport to get anywhere in the world. Plus, Galway Airport's so handy being right on my doorstep.
Right, business.
Yep, got a dash.
GalwayAirport.com. Connecting you to the four corners of the business world.
Mora's Home Creations Ballycasey Shannon. Feast upon her luxurious home collections this autumn. Enhance your home with wooden and roller blinds, or dress your windows with some luscious netting and voile. It's all here, shades, colours for every home. Choose from her tailored made-to-measure selection or her take-home ready-mades. And with free satin lining with every purchase from her tailored range, it's easy to let Mora's Home Creations design, create, inspire. Call now. 061-361-777.
At Dunn Stores, we're giving you 25% back on all wine, champagne and laptops this Thursday till Sunday when you use your Value Club card. You'll receive your money off vouchers in your December Value Club mailing. That's 25% back on all wine, champagne and laptops until this Sunday when you use your Value Club card. Dunn Stores, always better value.
University College Cork's Open Day is on this Saturday. It's a day not to be missed with presentations on the many programmes available, plus opportunities for transition year and mature students. Chat with staff and sample the campus atmosphere for yourself. Presentations start at 10 a.m. at UCC Open Day this Saturday, October 11th, and all are welcome.
Welcome back to the programme. 1850 400 964 is the number if you want to get through to me directly here in studio, or you can email paula at clarefm.ie, or you can text clarefm plus your message and send that to 53131. Well, this next piece of music, I can never hear this next tune without forever associating it with the Tullochaley band. They've made it their own and they put it in a selection of reels here with the Humours of Ballyconnell and the Duke of Leinster. But the first one in the set is Castle Kelly, and I happen to know two young women who are trying to get to grips with the tune Castle Kelly at the moment. They know who they are, so this is for them.
Thank you.
great. I get emotional sometimes listening to that. That was from the Tullochaley Band's Celebration of 50 Years album, which came out in 1996, 12 years ago now. So Castle Kelly, The Humours of Ballyconnell and The Duke of Leinster, a set of reels there. Gorgeous stuff. Now, the Great October giveaway, guys, is upon us. And as you know, if you've been listening over the last 14 years, we've got great prizes to give away during the month of October, but you've got to listen for most of the month of October to have any class of a hope of getting them. With the prizes, the clues start next Monday, the 13th of October, and we have some great prizes on The Breakfast Show. Ooh, what do you stand to win on The Breakfast Show? A fabulous day trip for a family of four to Lapland to meet you-know-who. I refuse to say the man's name before at least the end of November, but you all know who you know who is. And on Morning Focus, you stand to win a €1,000 voucher from Ennis Electrical. On the 11 to 1 show, you can win a €1,000 voucher from Carrigdon and on the square in Ennis. Wouldn't mind that one myself. On the Paul Moriarty in the afternoon show, it's a €1,000 voucher from Supervalue. On John Ryan's Drive Time show, it's a €1,200 voucher from the Auto Clinic in Barrington Street in Limerick. And on our own shows, €1,000 for the FSG Fireplace Stove and Gas Centre on the Quinn Road Business Park in Ennis. There's one now I wouldn't mind coming into the winter either. And on Night Mike, €1,000 from Finn's Furniture Street. Sorry, I'll try that again. Finn's Furniture on Crow Street in Gort. So stay tuned. Next week, next Monday the 13th, we start giving you out the clues and then we'll give you the rules and the whole shebang as well. Now, some more texts coming in, if I can find them. Remember, all you have to do is text ClareFM plus whatever your message is and send that to 53131. So somebody wants to let me know that there will be set dancing classes at the Bogdale House in Kilmealy starting this Thursday, that's tomorrow night at 8:30, with set dancing teacher Mary Murray. And let me tell you, lads, there can't be a much better and funnier woman to learn set dancing from than Mary Murray. And she joined us in Patsy O'Grady's house around this time last year and hit the heights with her dancing, and along with plenty of others who danced sets to the great music we recorded then. So set dancing at the Bogdale House in Kilmealy this Thursday at 8:30. Now, this is an album, and every time I pull it out, I decide I'll share some of the genius of Paul Brady with you, and that I'd like to play, you know, one of the ones you haven't heard that often. But I can never get past this particular one, which I absolutely love. It's his rendition of I'm a Youth That's Inclined to Ramble. Maybe I should play it at home for myself more often, then I wouldn't feel compelled to share it with you every time I pull out the CD. But it's a great song, and his is a great version of it.
I am a youth that's inclined to ramble to some foreign country I mean to steer. I am loath to part from me friends and comrades and my dear sweetheart whom I love dear. But there's one of those I do most admire. On her I think when I'm far away. For since fate's decreed, I am resolved to part her and try my fortune in. So farewell, darling, since I must leave you. I place great dependence on your constancy, that no other young man may gain your favor or change your mind when I am o'er the sea. For although the seas, they do separate us, and in between us they do rise and fall. If fortune favors me, you'll returning homeward from America. Oh, Jamie dear, do you remember when I sat doing you for many's the hour, and my young fancy away was carried, and the bees hummed around the sunny opening flower. But when you're crossing the Western Ocean, the maid that loved you, you'll ne'er mind of all, and you'll scarce think upon the maids of heaven, for you'll find strange sweethearts in America. Oh, Mary dear, I don't dissemble, for to all other fair maids I'll prove untrue. And if you think that these are false promises, I'll leave these vows as a pledge to you, that what I have may prove unsuccessful, and fortune prove to me a slippery ball, that a favoring gale it may ne'er blow on me, if I forsake you in America. And so to conclude and to end these verses, may God protect this young female fair, and keep her from every wild embarrassment, and of me, darling, take the greatest care. For she's slow to anger and of kind disposition, and her cheeks like roses in June do blow, and my nightly slumbers when there I think on her, I could court her vision in America.
That was worth it, wasn't it? All 6 minutes and 19 seconds of it. That was the great Paul Brady from what I think might have been his first ever album. It's called Welcome Here, Kind Stranger, and it's all traditional songs, and was brought out in 1978 by Mulligan Music. Then in 1980, he followed it with that one with Andy Irvine, which is great songs from the two of them as well. And then he went on to do his own stuff and contemporary stuff, and he is a marvellous, marvellous performer in any genre. And you'll have heard me gushing about him before, so I'll stop now. Now, I got a very strange phone call from a man who told me about a dog pulling a plough. And while I root out the piece of, I was going to say music, but the performance that he was looking for, I will play you some fine, solid, clear music from the flute of P.J. Crotty, the fiddle of James Cullinan, and the accompanying piano of Carol Cullinan. Here they are with a set of jigs, Skattery Island, and Farewell to Lizzie Casey. That's really nice. From P.J. Crotty, Carol Cullinan and James Cullinan. P.J. on the flute, James on the fiddle and Carol there on piano. And as I was listening, my ear kept being drawn to the piano. It's almost harpsichord-like. As far as I'm aware, it is still just an electric piano that she plays there, but something very harpsichord-like in that particular set. And it's not the bouzouki in the background that I'm confusing it with. I'm pretty certain of that. But great music from them. A set of jigs, Skattery Island and Farewell to Lizzie Casey. Now, 1850 400964 is the number if you do want to get through. paula@clarefm.ie is the email, or you can text 53131. You just have to send your message, text clarefm, your message, and then send that to 53131. Now, there's a note in here. Can you play a bit of Bioga, please? And 2 exclamation marks. In any case, oh God, I can't. And you know what? I nearly put that Bioga CD in the bag this evening, but I never got around to it. I must get the first CD. I don't have it. I've got the second one. There's some great funky stuff on that second one, but I keep telling myself I must get the first one because I know there's some great box tracks on it, but I just haven't got around to doing it. So apologies, X, but I don't have Bioga tonight. But maybe if I scribble it now on the back of my hand, I'll remember to put it in the bag for next week. Now, yes, it was Tommy Ryan from Kilkishan, and he rang me last week to ask me, did I have a recording of Pinch and Cuaigh O'Leary? And I was reminded, of course, of Paddy Hines, who performs it on his great album Tales from the Burn, a double CD of recitations. So here we have it. But Tommy says that he met a man called John McNamara from Kinvara at the Great October Fair in Ballinasloe last Sunday. And if you weren't there, you should have been. And that he saw John McNamara, who had a dog pulling a small plough. And Tommy said, by dad, I'll have a request played for you on Clare FM if I can swing it at all. So here we go. This for the two of you is Paddy Hines with Pinch and Cuaigh O'Leary.
One winter's day long, long ago, when I was a little fellow, a piper wandered to our door, grey-headed, blind and yellow. And oh, how glad was my young heart, though earth and sky looked dreary, to see the stranger and his dog, poor Pinch and Cuaigh O'Leary. And as he stored away his bag, cross-barred with green and yellow, I thought and said, in Ireland's ground, there's not so fine a fellow. And Finney and Burke and Sean McGee and Eily, Kate and Mary rushed in panting haste to see and welcome Craig O'Leary. Well, Craig and Pinch slept well that night, and in the morning early he called me up to hear him play The Wind That Shakes the Barley. And then he stroked my curly hair and cried, God mark my dearie. And how I wept when he said goodbye, and think of Craig O'Leary. Seasons came and went, and still old Craig was not forgotten. And though I thought him dead and gone, and in the cold clay rotten, and often when I walked and danced with Eily, Kate and Mary, we spoke of childhood's rosy hours, and prayed for Craig O'Leary. Well, 20 summers had gone past, and June's red sun was sinking, when I, a man, sat by my door of 20 sad things thinking. A little dog came up the way, his gait was slow and weary, and at his tail a layman limped. 'Twas Pinch and Craig O'Leary. God bless all here, the wanderer cried. Far, far be hell's black viper. Does anybody hereabouts remember Craig the Piper? With swelling heart I grasped his hand. The old man murmured, Dearie, are you the curly-headed lad that loved poor Craig O'Leary? Yes, yes, I said. The wanderer wept as if his heart was breaking. And where a Vic Machree, he sobbed, is all the merry-making I found here 20 years ago. My tale, I sighed, might weary, enough to say there is none but me to welcome Craig O'Leary. Oh, woe, the old man cried, and he wrung his hands in sorrow. Pray lead me in a storm of cree, and I'll go home tomorrow. My peace is made, I'll calmly leave this world so cold and dreary, and you shall have my pipes and dog, and pray for Craig O'Leary. With Pinch I watched his bed that night. Next day his wish was granted. He died, and Father James we called, and requiem mass was chanted. The neighbours came, we dug his grave near Eily, Kate and Mary, and there he sleeps his last sweet sleep. God rest you, Craig O'Leary.
And that was Pinch and Craig O'Leary, performed there by Paddy Hines. Now, after the break, I think we're going to have a bit of music from the man in whose house I first met Paddy Hines, not all that long ago, though maybe a year ago at this stage. Before that, though, nice email in from Ottawa in Canada, where, let me see if I can pull it up there, from Patrick it is. Hi, Paul, a nice Canadian set. Yeah, I forgot to actually credit those tunes that I played when I was joking about Rick Kelly. That was the Dion Reel and the Mouth of the Tobique. I usually pronounce it, but this email from Patrick in Ottawa says, Hi Paul, a nice Canadian set. It's called Cinq Jumelles, which I think means five twins, but it's also called the Dion Reel for the famous Dion quintuplets. Oh yes, Cinq Jumelles, five quintuplets, okay, not twins then. And followed by the Mouth of the Tobique, which you tell me is usually pronounced Tobique. Tobique? Something like that. Anyway, the Thursday night session players in the Daniel O'Connell Irish Pub in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, often play these tunes along with The Old Man and The Old Woman, The Reel de Sherbrooke and St. Anne's. God, it's so evocative listening to reading the names of those tunes. I love the French Canadian music, and I don't play half enough of it on the programme, actually. But you tell me, if I wanted to, some more rollicking Canadian tunes, I should try to find La Grande Gigue Simple or Joe Cormier's, which may be Scots in origin. And Sloan from Ottawa, says Patrick, after giving me those little nuggets of information. Well, I shall start Googling, but I certainly haven't come across that music so far. So thanks for whetting the appetite there, Patrick. Now, where do I want to go? Yes, to this break and then back with music from Chris Droney.
Are you concerned about global warming? Making one change in your home to ecologically sound cleaning products will benefit the environment and at the same time keep your home healthy. At Evergreen Health Foods, all our household cleaning products are made from renewable ingredients, completely biodegradable, kind to sensitive skin, and with exceptional cleaning results. So get clean by going green at Evergreen Health Foods Galway.
Clare FM's Great October Giveaway. Headliners.
It's one of the biggest giveaways of the year, and here are just some of the prizes you could win on John Ryan's Drive Time Show.
A €1,200 voucher from Auto Clinic, Barrington Street, Limerick.
On the traditional shows.
A €1,000 voucher from Midwest FSG, Quin Road Business Park, Ennis.
On Night Mike.
A €1,000 voucher from Finn's Furniture, Crow Street, Gort.
Remember, seven clues, seven fabulous prizes, and you must have all seven clues to enter. Clues start Monday, October 13th.
Clare FM's Great October Giveaway. Headliners. Have you got a clue?
In a fire, you will not burn to death. Smoke will kill you long before that. If you leave the doors open, smoke will fill every room in your house within seconds. If you don't have a working smoke alarm, you will have no chance. Thick smoke will blind you. You'll no longer know your way out. Never forget, smoke kills.
University College Cork's Open Day is on this Saturday. It's a day not to be missed, with presentations on the many programmes available, plus opportunities for transition year and mature students. Chat with staff and sample the campus atmosphere for yourself. Presentations start at 10 a.m. at UCC Open Day this Saturday, October 11th, and all are welcome.
Back in the day when leg warmers made you want to live forever, me and the gang would go to the ice rink at Dolphin's Barn. Your boots never fit, your balance never happened, and when you crashed into someone, you'd cling and you'd spin right round like a record baby. That's why I didn't crash into just anyone. I crashed into Rory. Torval and Dean we were not. It was a time of simple pleasures. Simple, like Dubliner cheese melting on a cauliflower bake. Things change, but I wouldn't change a thing. Dubliner cheese. The taste is timeless.
At Dunn Stores, we're giving you 25% back on all wine, champagne and laptops this Thursday till Sunday when you use your Value Club card. You'll receive your money off vouchers in your December Value Club mailing. That's 25% back on all wine, champagne and laptops until this Sunday when you use your Value Club card. Dunn Stores, always better value.
Thank you.
Chris Stoney there from his album Down from Bell Harbour, starting with the hornpipe I really like, that's Coolies, and ending up with Cronin's. Now, I had a load of requests in last week for tunes that I didn't have and singers that I didn't have, and I'm trying to remember who was it that was looking for music. So she's turning her pages here. Somebody was looking for music from Eamon Cotter. I think it might have been Johnny Murray, who rang in from Kilmehel, who was looking for, among other things, music from Eamon Cotter. So Eamon Cotter I have with me this week, and here he is with The Reels, The Cottage in the Grove and The Ladies' Pantalettes. Tone off that flute there, isn't it? I wonder what kind of wood that's made of. The Reels, The Cottage in the Grove and The Ladies' Pantalettes there from Eamon Cotter, traditional Irish music from County Clare. I think we're due another CD now, Eamon. It would be really nice to hear more of that flute playing. Now, where are we going to go? Yes, I think I had another request, and I know this person remained nameless. They didn't give me the name over the phone, but one of the songs they were looking for was PJ Murray and Lovely Old Mill Town, and we will have that just after these.
Are you concerned about global warming? Making one change in your home to ecologically sound cleaning products will benefit the environment and at the same time keep your home healthy. At Evergreen Health Foods, all our household cleaning products are made from renewable ingredients, completely biodegradable, kind to sensitive skin, and with exceptional cleaning results. So get clean by going green at Evergreen Health Foods Galway.
What are we doing for the Christmas party?
All sorted. Just turn up on the day at the airport.
The airport? Wow! Are we going somewhere fun and exciting?
We sure are, but you won't need your passports. We've booked Cork International Airport Hotel.
Experience Christmas with a twist at Cork International Airport Hotel, a unique festive experience. Wine and dine in designer style with amazing food and drink menus, live entertainment from the marbles, and special room rates for partygoers. See corkinternationalairporthotel.com or call 021 454 9800.
What do you fancy for dinner tonight? How about an invitation from Centra? Simply Cook is our new range of easy-to-cook meals offering real, convenient food for all tastes and appetites. Centra invites you to try a Simply Cook tikka masala with basmati rice for 2 and an Espiritu de Chile wine for simply €10. Tempted? Pick it up now and you could win the holiday of a lifetime. See in store for details.
University College Cork's Open Day is on this Saturday. It's a day not to be missed with presentations on the many programmes available, plus opportunities for transition year and mature students. Chat with staff and sample the campus atmosphere for yourself. Presentations start at 10 a.m. at UCC Open Day this Saturday, October 11th, and all are welcome.
Take 10 with Gala, celebrating 10 years in business.
Go to Gala, things will be great when you're at Gala.
Go downtown to Gala, celebrating 10 years in business.
Where everything's waiting for you.
Go downtown to Gala.
My countrymen, I take my pen to write a verse or two. And as I leave to cross the sea, I'll bid a last adieu. Our slender boat is now afloat, and the while we're sailing down. And as I leave, my heart will grieve for lovely old Mill Town. Oppressive laws have been the cause of many a boy like me. Our land too small to serve us all, we've had to pass the sea. But our green shore is decked with ore, kept back by England's crown. And each green field abundant sealed near lovely old Mill Town. Could I but see a Spanish point or in this diamond's plain, Mount Callan Hill, where oft I've been to join the old refrain. For mountain side I've roamed with pride and plenty of renown. And I've been there at many a fair in lovely old Mill Town. Many nights I spent in sweet content with lads and lassies gay. And songs were sung by old and young before I went away. America lies far away and Philadelphia town. But I'll not forget the fond friends I left in lovely old Mill Town. So fare thee well to hill and dell, and to my comrades fair. And thrice farewell to my own dear girl I left in County Clare. St. Patrick's Day, though far away, the shamrock I will drown. And I'll think of thee, a Gromachree, and lovely old Mill Town.
Now, for the anonymous requester from last week who's looking for Lovely Old Mill Town by PJ Murray, there you have it. Of course, it's always an assumption that people who are listening last week will also be listening this week, but I trust in ye and I trust that you're still listening. Another special request has come in to me, but I will get to it after these.
Are you concerned about global warming? Making one change in your home to ecologically sound cleaning products will benefit the environment and at the same time keep your home healthy. At Evergreen Health Foods, all our household cleaning products are made from renewable ingredients, completely biodegradable, kind to sensitive skin, and with exceptional cleaning results. So get clean by going green at Evergreen Health Foods Galway.
In a fire, you will not burn to death. Smoke will kill you long before that. If you leave the doors open, smoke will fill every room in your house within seconds. If you don't have a working smoke alarm, you will have no chance. Thick smoke will blind you. You'll no longer know your way out. Never forget, smoke kills.
Give me just a little more time.
Drop into your local Centra this week for these great value offers. Centra Quality Irish Round Roast, save 33%. Centra Washed Roosters, 2.5 kilo, now 2.67, save 33%. Centra Broccoli Florets, 400 gram, now 1.99, save 33%. And Blossom Hill Select Merlot and Chardonnay, 75 cl, now 6.99, half price. Centra,
for the way we live today.
Want to know what everyone's talking about in Clare?
I was assured on Monday that there was no cause for concern, and it is extremely disappointing. At the end of the week, we have a report, one particular household has tested for high levels of lead.
I don't think experience comes into it, especially when you're dealing with the health of people.
Tune into Clare FM's Morning Focus, weekdays 9 to 11, with me, John Cook.
Brought to you in association with Cutting Edge Tiles West Point, Kilrush Road, Ennis, for all the latest designs in ceramics, porcelain and marble tiles.
And you're very welcome back to the programme. A number of requests coming in. I'm not going to be able to deal with them this evening, lads. Could you please play something by Leah then from Mary? Oh, that'll have to wait till next week. Will you play something from the Adele Fox CD? Thanks. I did that very recently, actually, but I don't have it with me tonight, so apologies for that. And yes, we're coming up fairly shortly to that interview with Pádraig Keane and with Michael and Daniel Stribling, those lovely pipers and bouzouki player that I met at the Willie Clancy Week last summer. But before that, I am told that Keith McNamara and his wife Trasa, who immigrated to Germany about 4 months ago, I think, have only just managed to hook up to the internet. So tonight, for the first time, they're listening to the traditional shows on Clare FM, along with your baby Sarah. And Keith, your father John in Ballinacalli, wants me to play something special for you. So I thought, okay, John likes the reels, so it's got to be reels, and it's got to be lively, and it's got to have a sort of an international flavour. You being in Germany and all that. So how about Liz Carroll from Chicago? She's a lively lassie, and she displayed all her liveliness in Tulla recently at the great festival there in the middle of September. This is her with the Ronan Boys and Ralph's 235.
Thank you.
Ah, oh, yeah, I like the ping at the end of that. John Doyle's perfect guitar just pinging in at the very end with the, on that last note of Liz Carroll's fiddle. That set of reels, Liz's own compositions, is dedicated to Keith McNamara, his wife Trasa, and his baby, his 12-month-old baby Sarah, and they are in Germany. I know not what city, but I know that they are listening on the internet to us now, and that request comes with love and best wishes from your father, John Keith, in Ballinacally. Now, for the next while, you're going to listen to some great music, piping music from some very young pipers. Pádraig Keane, 16 years of age, from Mary in County Galway, but who comes from a long tradition of Clare music and also Waterford piping in the guise of his mother, Jacqueline McCarthy, and his father, Tommy Keane. And a young friend of his from Oklahoma, also 16 years of age, Michael Stribling, a marvellous young piper as well, and Michael's brother, Daniel, who plays the bouzouki. And I chanced to hear them on the Friday afternoon in the back of Freels in Milltown Malbay, and everyone who passed them sort of stopped and waited and spent time and listened to them, and took a while before they got back to their pint up the front of the pub. And I persuaded them to come and meet me the following day, where we recorded some music in one of the kitchens of one of the many houses on the Ballard Road that are dedicated to piping during the Willie Clancy Summer School. So you'll hear some of the activities of the house going on as well. There's some children playing and you'll hear the odd bit of noise coming in. But mostly it was music and chat. So we'll open with a set of tunes from the three lads, and then afterwards they'll tell you what the tunes were.
Thank you.
lovely, lovely young music. Lovely, well, ancient music that's young as well. Now, who do I have here, first of all?
I'm Pádraic Keane. I'm from Galway. And my parents play music, so...
Name your parents for us.
Tommy Keane, he plays the pipes. And my mother is Jacqueline McCarthy. And she's concertina.
So I'd say you've had music from a young age, haven't you?
Yeah, there's always been music playing in the house. And Mum and Dad are always playing, so it's always around me.
Now, who's this man beside you?
Michael Stribling, and I'm from Oklahoma.
And how does an Oklahoma man end up playing the Illan pipes? You might tell us what age you are, first of all.
I'm 16, and I've been playing the pipes for 5 years now.
And how did you get started?
I got started originally from my dad loved the music, and he would he went to see a Chieftains concert about 10 or so years ago, I think, and he would get CDs from it, and he would play, always have the CDs going in the house, and he it just kind of went into the head. We wanted to know what it is, and he had a set of practice set of pipes in his house that he had intended to play but never picked them up, so it all started from there.
And is there any sort of Irish lineage in your family when you go back along?
On my mom's side, I think her grandmother was an O'Cannon, I think from Sligo or Donegal. Yeah.
And so you started at 11, and had you been playing music before that?
I had been playing the piano classically since about 7, and the cello after that, but... Then when I started playing the pipes, it started taking up most of the time. So I don't play those too much anymore, but that's how I started, yeah.
And here beside you I have?
Daniel Stribling, Michael's brother.
And you play the bouzouki?
I do, yeah.
Now tell us a bit about how you got started.
My experience was a bit similar to Michael's, you know, being brothers, but... my dad really loved Irish music, so we'd both been hearing it a lot through the house, and I'd been playing classical piano for about about 10 years anyway when I started playing Irish music, and I started actually with a course on piano vamping at the Augusta Irish Music Festival in West Virginia. But it all sort of went downhill from there, and I've been hooked ever since. So.
And how did you pick up the bouzouki?
About a year after I started playing, I actually saw a bouzouki being performed, and I kind of immediately fell in love with it, the sound of the instrument, and you know the way it fits in with the Irish music. And then about a few months later, I got my first bouzouki, and I've been playing it ever since. So.
And what age are you?
I'm 20 years old.
So you'd been playing classical piano from a very young age as well, had you?
Yes. I played it probably from about 5 till, well, the current day. But I'd been playing it for about 10 years when I first started Irish music.
And do you play classical piano now?
Well, I do, but not so much anymore. You know, I've neglected to practice it as much as I should, maybe in favor of bouzouki and Irish music, so...
Great, great. Lovely sound you make together. Would you like to give us another set of tunes? And maybe we'll talk a little bit then about what you're actually doing here at the Willie Clancy Summer School.
Yeah.
What would you like to play, Pádraic? Actually, you might just give me the names of the tunes you've just played.
The first one was, let me see.
It was actually cut with the jig from Alistrom's March.
Oh, yeah.
And the... That was one of the tunes we were working on this this week here at the Willie Clancy. And then the second one was My Former Wife, which is a 3-part version that we got here as well from one of the old recordings.
Yeah, it was Meghan Gill, Todd, and so I'd just like to say thanks to Emma because you did a great job. Like,
thanks, Emmett.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about Emmett and the class you've been doing in a short while. But what's the next set of tunes you're going to play for us? Or do you know? Do you want to confer?
Yeah.
My Love in America.
Yeah, we'll do the Connaught Heifer first, and then the My Love's in America.
Okay, in your own time.
Thank you.
absolutely gorgeous. Really, really lovely stuff. For such young musicians, both 16-year-olds and Daniel's 20 then on the bouzouki. Pádraig, tell us a little bit about the class you've been taking this week with Emmett Gill.
Well, it's called a pipes appreciation class, and Emmett Gill, a lovely piper, and he's from London originally, and he's gone through all the old recordings, all the cylinders and stuff like that, of like Patty Chewy and the likes, and he's just playing them in the class and showed us photographs and discussing it and just getting our ideas on the music, and then some of the tunes he'd make us learn them, and just it's really interesting, like it's different like than just going around the class learning tunes that, you know.
How long have you been playing pipes?
I've been playing since I was 9.
Okay, so
nearly 10, and I'm 16 now, so about just over 6 years kind of.
So this is quite different then for you to be in a pipes appreciation class where you've come to a level where you can really start listening deeply, I suppose, to other musicians. But what's it like listening to the likes of Patsy Doohey on cylinder recordings? It must be kind of hard on the ear, those recordings.
Yeah, you can always hear they'll never be perfect, but like it's amazing what they can play. And like it's just great to go back and listen to those recordings, because a lot of the tunes and like all the variations aren't around now. So it's interesting to see what they were playing back then, you know. But yeah, as you say, the recordings, like, they weren't the best quality, but it's great playing. Like,
and you were able to kind of listen closely and figure out what sort of fingering and ornamentation Patsy Doohey was doing.
Yeah, it's great. Well, a lot of recordings you can, but there was a recording during the week me and Michael were listening to, and Emmett was playing it, and we couldn't make head or tail of it. Like, I don't know what it was.
Was it? Do you know?
I'm not sure. Was it McCormick or something?
Okay, but most of it you have been able to figure out. And Had you listened to much of that old stuff before this week?
Yeah, my dad has a lot of it on the computer, all the old stuff and the old recordings, so I do listen to a couple of it, yeah.
And how about you, Michael? Actually, I didn't even ask you, who started teaching you pipes in Oklahoma?
Well, actually, for the first 6 or 7 months I was learning, I worked off the Napeevri Ilan videotape, the first one. And then after that, we went to a week-long camp in Augusta, where Elliot Grasso was teaching there. So he was my first teacher. Yeah.
But did you have anybody regular when you got home, we'll say, away from workshops and that and festivals?
No. Actually, it would pretty much be just working off the CDs and recordings, but until you get to the next festival, you know. And the Willie Clancy was, I'd been playing a year the first time I came, and Nellig McCarthy was my teacher there. It was very, very helpful for the starting years, yeah.
So you were what, 12 when you came first?
I was, 12, yeah.
And had you travelled much to Ireland before you started playing the pipes and the bouzouki?
No, actually not at all. The first time we came over was actually for the Willie Clancy week, because we had heard it was the place to go for the piping. So, yeah.
And what was it like for you as a 12-year-old to land into what Piper Land, which they call the Ballard Road?
Oh, it was great. I mean, it was just a blast.
Michael, how about you? Daniel, when you, did you come the first year you came, was it the first year that Daniel came as well?
I did, yeah. Actually, myself and then Michael and my sister plays the fiddle. We all came over together the first year. So it was a quite a fun experience.
You came with your parents, presumably, or did you?
No, actually, well, it was there's a friend of our family who actually came with us the first time named Laurie, and she was great, you know, just taking us around throughout the week and chaperoning us, you could say. But we ended up kind of chaperoning her throughout the week as well, so.
And as a bouzouki player, presumably you haven't taken classes here ever?
No, actually, but for the last, not this last year, but the 2 years before that, I played, I still do play, but I took the banjo courses here, and those were very nice.
Mm-hmm. And who did you have?
Oh, well, actually, the banjo has a bit of an interesting rotation. They, or at least for some of the years I was there, they divide the group into classes, but then they alternate the teachers for each day. So that instead of having the same teacher for the whole week, the classes would rotate teachers, you could say. But some of the teachers were John Carty, Kieran Hanrahan, Jody Moran, and Stephen Madden were the ones the first year, I believe.
So you got a great exposure, really. You got to see all the teachers that were teaching that year.
I did, yeah. It was a really great experience. They're all fantastic banjo players, and I learned a lot from the week.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go back to a bit of music. Can I inveigle one of you to do a solo piece? Who'd like to go first? Would you, Michael, yeah?
Yeah,
okay.
I'll do. These are two hornpipes. The first one is called the Egan's Hornpipe, and the second one, I think, is called Higgins Hornpipe.
Absolutely gorgeous. It's really lovely. When you were first learning off records and CDs and that, how were you, or maybe it didn't even bother you, I don't know, getting the sound of it, you know, how were you sure that you had the sound of it right? Or were you kind of working in a vacuum where you were wondering, I wonder what other pipers are doing, or I wonder, is this the way to do it? Or did you have any of those questions?
Well, actually, not really. I never thought about it much. I just thought, you know, work with the ornamentation and the technique that I've got off the tape, you know, and that was it. I thought, you know, just work away and see what happens.
And you're so right, because that's the only way to do it. It's marvelous altogether. Tell me, how did the two of you, Pádraig and Michael, how did you first meet, or when did you meet this week? Is this the first time?
I think the first time we met was up in Tinole in the Pipers Club, was it?
Yeah.
And
Dublin, yeah.
I think we played a few tunes, maybe.
Yeah.
And then this is probably the second time this week. So he's in the same class as me, and we just met up for a tune yesterday. We were saying we had to meet up for a tune or so, and we did. And
So yesterday was the first time this week that you actually got together.
Yeah. Well, we've been in the class all week, so learning the same tunes.
And did you know the effect you were having on people in Freels? Did you notice it? Cause
not really, you know, we were just having a good time in there. Yeah.
Because it was really, I noticed because we were sitting at the front room in Freels listening to a gorgeous session, and then people would start to go down the back to use the toilets, and then it would take them 20 minutes to come back because they'd be kind of sitting, waiting, looking at you and watching you. Yeah. But you enjoyed it yesterday, obviously.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. It's a nice atmosphere in there. It's a nice sound in the back, the stone floor. So.
And Daniel, you've obviously been playing for a good while with Michael. How is it, two brothers playing together? Do you enjoy making music together?
Well, I do, yeah. I love the sound of the pipes. And in my opinion, the pipes and the bouzouki really blend nicely together. So it's really nice. And then my sister plays as well, you know, and so it's really a bit of a family affair because we all play together. We kind of make our own sessions, if you know what I mean. So it's very nice.
And do you travel to festivals and workshops much around the States?
We would, yeah. Actually, we would need to do that to really get the music, because there's not too much in Oklahoma in general, and there's specifically not very much at all where we live. So we do a lot of traveling, the three of us, during the summer. We go to the Willie Clancy Week, of course, and then the St. Louis Chennault, we pretty much go to that every year, and also the Catskills Irish Arts Week in New York, and it's really great time.
Where did you get your pipes, Daniel? Because it was one of the things Eamon Cotter and I were wondering about yesterday, is how would you mind a set of pipes in Oklahoma?
Well, this set here I've had for about a year and a half now. It's made by David Quinn and Benedict Kohler. David lives in New York, and Benedict lives in Vermont. And I came across them at a Chennault, actually, traveling in New York a couple years back, and they agreed to make a set for me, and here I am. And in Oklahoma, it's pretty dry, so the pipes go through kind of like a dehumidifying stage. But then, actually, they're very stable once they get there, you know.
So how long does it take? We'll say now, when you came over here to our lovely, damp, soft climate, as we call it, how long did it take your pipes to adjust?
Probably about like a week or so, you know, to get fully situated, you know, with the tuning and all. So.
And do you have to fiddle around with them much? I always hear that pipers spend about, you know, 70% of their time trying to fix their pipes and 30 playing them. How did you manage that week when you were trying to get them adjusted?
Well, it's just the usual, you know, pushing a reed to make it sharper, you know, squeeze the lips some to make it a little louder. Mickey Dunn actually helped me tune up my regulators, which was a big help. Yeah.
So. And do you do all your own maintenance when you're back home? Say if anything goes wrong, do you have someone you can turn to?
Well, I would do most of it, yeah. Just small stuff. But if I had a problem, I'd call up Benedict Kohler, and he would kind of give me instructions over the phone. And if it was very serious, I'd send the set to him, but that doesn't happen often.
So the Pipers fraternity works across the United States as well, obviously.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Porrick, can we come to you now? Can we get a solo from you, do you think? What would you like to play?
Yeah, well, it'll be hard to follow what he plays, though.
Bother to you.
Okay. I play two jigs, and the first one's called Garrett Barry's Jig, and the second one is called Beamish Gold. And I got the first one off. I was kind of always playing it, but then I listened to Willie Clancy playing it, and Beamish Gaol, Willie Clancy, and Sean McKiernan. So give it a lash.
was great. That was absolutely great. And it's really interesting, actually, to listen to both of you and hear the two different personalities, because I heard you playing yesterday together and today again together, obviously. And so it's really nice to hear the two of you and that lovely bouzouki accompaniment as well. Yes. God, I hear all sorts of things there, because your dad and mom's first album together was obviously pipes and concertina with really nice bouzouki accompaniment as well. I was hearing that. Yeah. And I was hearing that really West Clare sound as well. Gareth Barry's jig, who did you get that from?
Well, Dad taught it to me first. He was always kind of playing it. And then recently I just started listening to recording of Willie Clancy playing it. Well, I've always been listening to it, but I just kind of in more detail, you know. And then the second one of Willie Clancy also. And a bit of Sean McKiernan. Dad had an old recording of Sean McKiernan, so... It's really nice playing. Yeah.
There's a little bit of the plaintive Willie Clancy notes in there, all right. It's lovely, lovely, really nice. Tell me a little bit about learning the pipes from your dad. And do you remember your granddad? Did you learn much from him, Tommy McCarthy?
Like, he died in, I think it was October or late September, and I started the pipes in early September. So I got a practice set off the Nepeabrillin, and... it was a really nice practice set off Killian O'Brien. They rent out practice sets for young lads starting off. So I got on them, and I remember playing in my granddad's house, and he was there and my dad was there. So, yeah, I remember him well. Yeah. Sure, it was 2000, I was 12, or what was I?
Eight, maybe, or thereabouts.
Nine. I was nine when I started, nine.
And had you been playing any instrument before the pipes?
I was playing the whistle before and the guitar a bit. So
do you remember ever having tunes with him? There's a lovely picture on his own solo album with the grandchildren. Who's in that picture?
That's Siobhan, my sister, and my cousin Annie Ruth. She lives in Milltown as well, so she used to go with her sister after school and play tunes with him at the house. So he used to pick them up. And they used to play tunes, so.
He was a marvellous, marvellous man. I mean, multi-instrumentalist and wonderful storyteller. Wonderful. I presume you have, if you don't actually have memories, I presume people have been telling you about it.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, lads, it was absolutely lovely to meet up with you. I'm so delighted I came across you in Freels yesterday, and delighted that you agreed to come and play for me today. When did the two of the Striblings going home?
We're actually leaving. We're leaving Milltown today to stay with Mickey Dunn for a day, and then we're headed back to the States on Sunday. Actually, there's going to be an entertaining plane flight, because there's going to be a few Irish musicians from this week actually going over to the same festival that we are afterwards, the Catskills Irish Arts Week. So.
Very tired, very scruffy musicians, I would think.
Yes, exactly.
They're off to Gusta after. Is that right?
Yeah, the Gusta Irish Arts Week as well. I think many of the same musicians are going to that. So it's a three back-to-back weeks of nonstop fun.
So it'll be a while before the debriefing in Oklahoma happens, will it?
Yes, yes.
Your parents will be glad to get you back and clean you up. And
well, we'll be meeting them there, actually. They'll be at the Catskills, so they'll get to see us.
Very good. Thanks again, gentlemen. Let's have a final piece of music, will we? What would you like to play?
We're going to start with Miss Galvin's Reel and into a tune we heard Seamus Ennis play this week, a reel, but we're not sure of the name, and then into the steam packet.
Thank you.
Oh, great young musicians there. Two 16-year-olds, two pipers, one Irish, Pádraig Keane, one American from Oklahoma, that was Michael Stribling, and brother Daniel Stribling on the bouzouki. Marvellous music from such young players. What on earth will they be like in 20 years' time?
Are you concerned about global warming? Making one change in your home to ecologically sound cleaning products will benefit the environment and at the same time keep your home healthy. At Evergreen Health Foods, all our household cleaning products are made from renewable ingredients, completely biodegradable, kind to sensitive skin, and with exceptional cleaning results. So get clean by going green at Evergreen Health Foods Galway.
University College Cork's Open Day is on this Saturday. It's a day not to be missed, with presentations on the many programmes available, plus opportunities for transition year and mature students. Chat with staff and sample the campus atmosphere for yourself. Presentations start at 10 a.m. at UCC Open Day this Saturday, October 11th, and all are welcome.
At Dunn Stores, we're giving you 25% back on all wine, champagne and laptops this Thursday till Sunday when you use your Value Club card. You'll receive your money off vouchers in your December Value Club mailing. That's 25% back on all wine, champagne and laptops until this Sunday when you use your Value Club card. Dunn Stores, always better value.
Clare FM's Great October Giveaway. Headliners.
It's one of the biggest giveaways of the year, and here are just some of the prizes you could win on John Ryan's Drive Time Show.
A €1,200 voucher from Otto Clinic, Barrington Street, Limerick.
On the traditional shows.
A €1,000 voucher from Midwest FSG, Quinn Road Business Park, Ennis.
On Night Mike.
A €1,000 voucher from Finn's Furniture, Crow Street, Gort.
Remember, seven clues, seven fabulous prizes, and you must have all seven clues to enter. Clues start Monday, October 13th.
Clare FM's Great October Giveaway. Headliners. Have you got a clue?
Welcome back. Well, we've neglected songs a little bit on the programme this evening, but last week I had a request for Paddy Breen, and here he is singing Farewell to Lizzie Casey.
Farewell to Lizzie Casey, it's the cradle of my birth. And fare thee well to Winnie's town, it's full of fun and health. Not forgetting Kildyseth with her wool and evergreen. Sure as many's the evening, afternoon, I spent with my Colleen. I sail from Londonderry in April 82, bound for Philadelphia, my living to pursue. I bid farewell to all fair maids, but a girl I did adore, that I left broken-hearted after me in the parish of Knockmore. And when I land in New York, a letter I will write down, and every line that I'll write down, I'll wet it with a tear. It's coming from a broken heart who ne'er knew grief before. Since I parted with Annie Murphy in the parish of Knockmore. As I look on the ocean, I think of Knocklock so blue. Carmurphy Hills and Kilrush Woods, most charming fort of you. Kilmill and sad Lyland, where the old putchin is made, lord. There are none of them bad spirits allowed in the parish of Knockmore. In bottle tight I'll seal this note, in case the old ship goes down. And nobody else will know of it until the messenger's found. Some earthly breeze might wave its course in toilsome foreign shore, and somebody there might be kind enough to send it to Knockmore.
That is a great version of that song from Paddy Breen. There is such ease and confidence in it. It's lovely. Fiddle playing from Lamont Gillespie after these.
Are you concerned about global warming? Making one change in your home to ecologically sound cleaning products will benefit the environment and at the same time keep your home healthy. At Evergreen Health Foods, all our household cleaning products are made from renewable ingredients, completely biodegradable, kind to sensitive skin, and with exceptional cleaning results. So get clean by going green at Evergreen Health Foods Galway.
Aidan Nilowna here to tell you about Tree Day. If you go down to the woods on October the 9th, on this the year of the alder, you will meet primary school children enjoying the day, learning about trees and the environment in a fun-filled and stimulating way. Tree Day is organised by the Tree Council of Ireland and sponsored by Enfo, Tetra Pak and Velvet.
Claire FM's Polar Express is coming.
This is your chance to board the Claire FM Polar Express as part of a special listener offer. See Santa Claus and spend a magical day in Lapland.
Depart Shannon on December 8th and return that night, experiencing a day that dreams are made of. Take a trip on a snowmobile and even experience a reindeer ride before having your own private meeting with Santa himself. You'll even be given a special present.
This Claire FM listener offer is for the special price for an adult or child of €599 plus a €50 fuel charge and includes tax and insurance. The offer is only available until October 31st. Call 01-2190-603 now to book.
Get on board the Claire FM Polar Express and experience a day you'll treasure forever.
Give me just a little more time.
Drop into your local Centra this week for these great value offers. Centra Quality Irish Round Roast, save 33%. Centra Washed Roosters, 2.5 kilo, now 2.67, save 33%. Centra Broccoli Florets, 400 gram, now 1.99, save 33%. And Blossom Hill Select Merlot and Chardonnay, 75 cl, now 6.99, half price.
That's my lot for this evening. Till next Wednesday, from me, Paula Carroll. Bye bye.
The Wednesday session was brought to you by Evergreen Health Foods, with outlets at Main Guard Street, Galway Shopping Centre, Headford Road, Westside Shopping Centre, Seapoint Barna, and Moy Cullen.